in that recording, it was kind of nice hearing those babies in the background. We'll get back to that. We'll get back to that once this is all over. This is a chance for us to remind us. We come oftentimes with questions about worship. Sometimes all we receive is just the answer of who God is. And we're reminded of that in the beginning of our worship service, who God is. He's a loving, forgiving God who forgives us always of our sins. We make our beginning in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. Since we are gathered here tonight to hear God's word, call upon his name in prayer and praise, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Jesus and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. We take a few moments to reflect upon that statement. Let us then confess our sins to God. Heavenly Father, we confess that we have not lived with a confident faith. Knowing that you have a cure for the problems in our lives, we have forgotten to trust. Knowing that all things are possible for you, we have failed to rely upon you for strength and support. Forgive us for a faith that is lacking perseverance. Grant us newness of life. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and it is for Jesus' sake that God forgives us all our sins. God gives us a sign to show us his forever commitment to us, the cross. It was given to us in our baptism. We're reminded of it each time we worship. The cross clearly communicates God's good intentions for us in the forgiveness of our sins. I announce this forgiveness in the stead and by the command of Jesus, your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.